This is The Catch-Up on Hit. With Flick
and Tim. And we're chatting now with Rebecca Madden from the AFL Footy Show.
We requested you with special reason. Tim's got a bit of an announcement.
Beck.
What?
I'm new to Victoria. I grew up in Sydney, and this is my first year in an AFL state. Last year, I was living in Townsville in Queensland. My life.
Hang on, I need to stop you right there. You should not probably say that out loud, because people won't want to talk to you.
We have nothing in common with him.
It's very confronting for people when I tell them that I have not.
Hang on to you, Flick.
We keep talking about this thing.
AFL'd
yet. We keep talking about NRL, and I've got no idea.
Like, sorry, what?
I've moved to Bendigo, and I'm getting into the AFL, and so we've put the call out there, and I wanted to listen to the people. Which team should I join? I've been doing all of my research, and after, how long have I been here now?
Oh, like
2 months?
It's been 2 months of deliberating.
It's 2 months of deliberating. Mm. The season is kicking off this weekend, and we've decided that I'm joining Team Geelong. I'm getting all around the Cats. The
greatest team of all. You are a very, very wise man. You only have to listen to the song. It just says the greatest team of all. Like, how hard was that decision?
I know. Now, I don't know what I was doing wasting my time.
Rebecca Madden is the number one ticket holder for the Geelong Cats.
Have you bought your membership yet?
No, I haven't. Beck, I've decided today.
Okay, you have to know the song because we sing it aplenty during the season.
Okay, learn the song. Okay,
yep,
I can do that. I've got a terrible singing voice, but I don't think that matters.
You've got to buy yourself a jumper, and then you've got to commit to your favourite player because you've got to have your favourite player's number on the back.
I reckon I could come to my first game with you one time, Rebecca.
Yes, you could, although it's a little bit difficult at the start of the year because I'm sort of having a baby at some point very shortly.
You are.
I can't lock in a date with
we
you.
We don't know.
I may not be there. I may be
I understand
congratulations,
if your priority
though,
is not me right now.
As well, Rebecca, congratulations on welcoming your new baby into the world pretty soon. Am I right to assume the baby's going to go for Cats, or does Trent go for someone else? Your partner Trent, does he go for someone else?
No, husband has been converted.
Good.
He used to be a Fitzroy. I do well, don't I?
Do so well.
Husband used to be a Fitzroy supporter. Then he lived overseas for about 8 years, so he sort of lost contact and didn't really follow the Brisbane Lions and the move with Fitzroy. So there was one condition in our prenup, and that was it, that you followed Geelong.
Smart, get it in writing. Thanks so much for joining us, Beck.
Pleasure. And Tim, it is such a pleasure to have you on board. Go Cats.
Flick, something's happened to me on my face recently, which was a little bit of a surprise, to be honest. I thought that I was through the pimple stage. I thought that I was done with that when I turned 18 or 19, something like that.
Nope.
But no, I'm 28 years of age, and as of this week, 3 massive pimples popped up on my face. I think that my theory is that this comes because I've been wearing a hat a lot when I've been exercising. I've been so sweating, and that kind of cap rim.
Yeah, you're sweating.
Kind of builds up a little bit of oils. You noticed this.
Like, I only noticed as a friend because I said, I think we've got some remedies here that we can use from items in the kitchen at work or my drawer or other people's drawers. So I did a rummage online and in the office, and I found 3 remedies that we could use on your face. And we've got 3 separate pimples, 3 separate techniques. The video, if you want to follow the actual application, because it's quite confronting.
It's very invasive.
It's on our Insta story. Make sure you follow Hit Bendigo on Instagram to check it out. Tim did not like it. But
no, I didn't really give much consent either. I was kind of just sitting there at my desk, and then boom, there you go, Flick. She's in my face. She's putting a tea bag on me.
Right,
I was
it,
getting tea bagged by
for
Flick.
Deb from HR.
So three different home remedies. What are our remedies?
We've got 2 toothpaste was 1. We've got honey and oats combined to make a bit of a clag. That was the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And green tea. I used a tea bag. I didn't like brew something and make some, you know, reduce it into a serum. I just whacked a tea bag on your face, mate. Get over it. Which one had the best result? Drum roll. Come on. Which one was the best one? Quickly now.
Okay. Look, I'm going to say from the start, tea bag didn't have as much of a chance because I could only balance that tea bag on my face
for a short period of time.
You
are making excuses.
Okay.
It could have been the winner.
I did leave the tea residue on there for as long as it was on there. But I did wake up this morning, Flick, and I will say firstly, all 3 pimples, vastly improved.
Definitely from the remedies, not from time.
Great improvement.
Not from healing time.
I'll say as well, the teabag pimple, a little bit better, probably the least better. Mm-hmm. Although it had the least time getting teabagged.
Which one was the best one, Tim? Get to it. Come on, tell us.
It comes down to the toothpaste or the oatmeal and honey.
Which one was it?
And the one that made the biggest difference, Flick. Oatmeal and honey.
Yes.
That pimple is gone.
Boom shakalaka. We've got a winner.
I don't know how. What is it about oatmeal?
Magic.
Honey, what's honey doing?
It's got like some antibacterial elements to it. They've been using it since like the Egyptian times. I don't know.
And why the oatmeal though?
I just like to clag it up. Thank you so much. Keep those suggestions coming though. On the Facebook, we've popped a little picture up if you've got any at-home pimple remedies, because I have one, a massive one on my lip. It's like a little bit of karma.
You do. It looks like you've got a cold sore,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, yeah. So if you've got any remedies, keep them coming.
Well, why don't we just do the oatmeal and honey? Because we know that one works now.
Oh, I'm not putting anything that you put on your face on my face. I am way too beautiful for that.
Click, I've invented a brand new game. Would you like to play?
Oh, goody. Your game's always so much fun, and don't ruin my morning.
This game is called Bad Genie. Sarcasm. Have you noticed that whenever there's a genie or a wish-granting situation in a movie or a TV show, the wish is always granted, but always there's some type of little evil catch. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, like in Aladdin, where Aladdin wants to be Prince Ali, and he turns out to be a jerk at it.
Yeah, he hates it. What's the movie with Brendan Fraser? You know where he gets all those wishes? The hottie.
Shane Warne.
Anyway, Shane Warne learned that lesson as well, didn't he? Look, it's happened to a lot of people. Anyway, what I've done is, Flick, I've taken to the streets and I've asked people for their wishes, and right now I'm going to grant some of these wishes.
Bedazzled. Oh, bedazzled. Thank God, that was about to annoy me.
we're going to grant some wishes, but we're going to do it in a bad genie kind of way.
All right.
Lay it on me. Listen, here's wish number one.
We listen to the wishes first, shall we? Okay. A money tree.
Okay, you wish for a money tree. Granted, but the money tree, in it, there is an entire family of magpies and they swoop you every time you come near.
Oh!
Classic bedazzling situation.
That sucks, Brendan Fraser.
See?
Of Bendigo Radio.
See, what? Bad genie.
That's okay, give me another example.
All right, wish number two.
I wish to travel, have infinite money to travel.
Good wish.
Infinite travel. Okay, you have infinite travel, but every time you step foot on an aeroplane, you are seated between two screaming toddlers.
Oh, what don't they like about travel so much? Why don't they enjoy going to new places?
Babies are so ungrateful, I swear. They're never happy on planes. I don't understand.
That's a sucky bad genie wish, isn't it? I don't like it.
Yeah. All right, one more. Let's do one more.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, meet Bon Scott.
Meet Bon Scott. Okay, granted, you can meet Bon Scott, but all that he wants to talk about is his flat earth theories. Wouldn't that ruin it if you met your idol, but it turned out they were a big flat earther?
He's actually been deceased for a while now.
But he's obviously coming AC/DC. Back.
No, that's...
Or maybe you've travelled back in time and he was the start of the flat earth theory.
You can't just be bad genie. I want a bad genie. You give me any wish. Any wish you've got. Just one.
Any wish? Okay, I wish that I wish that I could fly. Flick?
Yeah. Fine, you can only fly Tiger Air. There you go.
Flick, grand final for the touch football. The Bendigo Touch Football Tournament was happening last night down at Strathfield Say Park.
Same time as the Married at First Sight grand final.
Similar number of viewers, I would say.
Yes. In the millions?
Millions of people turned out to watch Married at First Sight on television.
Thank goodness.
And, millions of people.
Good. That sounds promising. I was there in spirit, you know, but obviously Married at First Sight comes first.
It took your priority.
I got to put my marriage at first sight first.
One of the first things when I moved to Bendigo was I jumped into a touch football team, joined the team called All Flavor. Do you want to know why we're called that, Flick?
Do I?
No, you don't. Anyway, we've been playing pretty well. We made it through to the grand final last night, taking on the team Freezing Hot. I don't know how that is Freezing Hot. They're two different things. Shout out to the guys from Freezing Hot because they put up a very valiant effort. But at the end of the day, Flick,
that's the sound of a winner.
Are sitting across the desk from touch football legendary in the team of All Flavors.
Fantastic.
We took it home last night. It was a big victory.
What's the final score?
I think the final score was 6-4. I think we might have won by two tries. Yeah,
it was a very close game.
We were actually down 3-2 at halftime. Most exciting thing for me, though, Flick, is whenever I play sports, I love to play sports, but I am generally the biggest wuss on the field, I would say.
Yes.
I don't know if you can imagine that. It might be hard for you to imagine me not being super tough when I play sports. Got out there last night, and something happened that rarely happens to me. I got sent off.
Well, okay, you said this before, and that's not something to aspire to, but I would like to know, what was the reason for you being sent off?
I know. I think
blood rule.
I think
blood rule?
I think I've only been sent off once before in
crying.
My life. And I was sent off for committing a professional foul of going in for a touch but then pulling out of the touch within a certain zone on the field. It's a technical rule that they decide to enforce at a very, very strict level. And fair enough, the rest
it was
a grand final.
It wasn't you slagging someone off, right?
No.
And that's okay.
Honestly, being sent off for that, it's up there with being sent off because your nails are too sharp in netball.
No, that is serious. And that is a heinous crime. You know when Law & Order SVU, when they talk about particularly heinous crimes? It's having long nails, because if you ever get cut by a long nail in netball, you know that is very, very serious. And the state law does take it very seriously.
For the whole 2 minutes that I was sent off to the sin bin. I was off for 2 minutes.
Far out.
I felt so hardcore.
Did you?
It didn't make a huge impact on the game, clearly, because we still managed to get up.
Small child walked past and went, kid, I'm in the sin bin. Yeah. Why, mister? What did you do? I did a technical foul. That's not really cool. Sure, keep walking.
Well done to the all flavours, picking up the big GF win.
And putting up with a bad boy like young Tim Rubin. Yeah, he's from the dark side of the road on Hit 91.9.